This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As you've wandered about your favorite nursery, ogling the plants, have you ever looked at that AAS designation on selected plants and wondered, what does that mean? Those flowers and veggies have been designated All America Selections. In 1932, a man named Ray Hastings, who owned a seed company, encouraged all seed companies to set up trial grounds, cooperatively test new varieties, and agree to develop marketing efforts for new vegetables and flowers. He recommended a national network of trial grounds throughout North American climates where flower and vegetable varieties would be grown and assessed by skilled, impartial judges. The seed trials would accept only new, previously unsold varieties. Through his effort, AAS was born and is a way for home gardeners to learn which new varieties are truly improved. Today, when you see the AAS designation, you can be certain that the plant you bought has been put through tests that passed those impartial judges. By the way, those judges are not paid. AAS does not advertise and relies solely on a public relations program through garden clubs, university extensions, newspapers, magazines, and, of course, well, radio. All America Selections is the oldest, most established international testing organization in North America. After more than 80 years of trialing only seed-propagated varieties, All America Selections began trialing vegetatively propagated varieties. That means cuttings of the parent plants were used, not seeds. I'll share winners this week, both from the past and for 2018. Check out GardenBite.com, find Garden Bite on Facebook, and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.